September 17, Daniel. Then the king made Daniel a great man, and gave him many great gifts, and made him ruler over the whole province of Babylon, and chief of the governors over all the wise men of Babylon. Daniel chapter 2, verse 48. A confession of Christ means something more than bearing testimony in social meeting. Daniel is an example to believers as to what it means to confess Christ. He held the responsible position of prime minister in the kingdom of Babylon, and there were those who were envious of Daniel among the great men of the court. They wanted to find something against him that they might bring an accusation against him to the king. But he was a faithful statesman, and they could find no flaw in his character or life. Then said these men, "We shall not find an occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God." Daniel chapter 6, verse 5. So they agreed together to ask the king to make a decree that no one should ask any petition of any god or man for 30 days save of the king. And if any disobeyed this decree, he was to be cast into the den of lions. But did Daniel cease to pray because this decree was to go into force? No. That was just the time when he needed to pray. When Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Verse 10. Daniel did not seek to hide his loyalty to God. He did not pray in his heart, but with his voice aloud, and with his window open toward Jerusalem, he offered up his petition to heaven. We may know that if our life is hid with Christ in God, when we are brought into trial because of our faith, Jesus will be with us. When we are brought before rulers and dignitaries to answer for our faith, the Spirit of the Lord will illuminate our understanding, and we shall be able to bear a testimony to the glory of God. And if we are called to suffer for Christ's sake, we shall be able to go to prison, trusting in him as a little child trusts in its parents. Now is the time to cultivate faith in God. Review and Herald, May 3, 1892.